Weekend Beer Company from Grants Pass joins us for this month's edition of our business segment, The Ground Floor. WBC is owned and operated by two local couples, Brandon and Ashley, Kelsey and Troy. Three of the four have been friends since before they could legally drink. Troy Yoho joins us with an overview of Weekend Beer, its philosophy, and its business approach. Good morning, Troy.
Hi, good morning, Milt. How are we today?
I'm doing well today. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy Monday to you.
Same to you. Well, interesting you're the outsider, aren't you? You're not from Grants Pass.
That I am indeed. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Well, what an interesting backstory, too. You and your wife met at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, right?
We did.
And you served quite a while in the military.
Yes. We each did 10 years after our time at West Point, and then when we left, Kelsey's family was here in Grants Pass, so we knew this was a wonderful place to be and where we want to start a business and start a family.
Well, fast-forwarding to this point in time, I guess along with Ashley and Brandon, correct, that you you started the company, and Brandon has a background in brewing, is that correct?
He is, yes. He's been a professional brewer for about a decade now, doing a lot of time up in Portland at a couple different places, and then worked his way down here. Has been with two different breweries in Grants Pass before going into business with us and brewing for a Weekend Beer Company.
So I'm wondering about, it probably had to be the conversation at some point you had an aha moment where you said, hey, let's start a brewery. Tell me about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, Kelsey and I had that idea well before we moved to Grants Pass and even decided that Grants Pass is where we wanted to be. And then coming here and, you know, the fortuitous nature of Brandon moving down here at the same time or about the same time turned into a great opportunity for us to, all four of us have very separate individual skills, but putting that together, we could really put together a great business and each of us have our separate things that we do and come together and make that business work well. So it's been great with all of us together here.
Our conversation this morning is concerning Weekend Beer Company. It's part of our segment, The Ground Floor. If you'd like to speak with Troy or have any questions about the company, you can call us at 800-838-3760, or as always, send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. Okay, this part of Oregon is famous for wine. Why beer?
Because it isn't famous for beer. Everywhere else, the state of Oregon is known for beer, no matter where you go in the United States and elsewhere abroad as well. Southern Oregon, though we have many great breweries down here, isn't yet known for great beer. We wanted to be on the ground floor of making that happen. And so we wanted to start something here in Grants Pass. It's beautiful. Weekend is kind of the name of the game here. You can get out and do just about anything on the weekends. We wanted to bring that to every day of the week. So we're open 7 days a week, and our whole concept, our philosophy is let's make every day a weekend. So you come here on a Monday or a Tuesday or whenever, it's going to feel like a Saturday or Sunday for you.
Every new business has certain challenges it faces. What are some of the things that you've had to deal with getting going?
Well, we opened up in November of 2018, so it's definitely not ideal opening up in the winter, but it ended up working out well. Let us go through all of our processes before we got the big summer rush. And then, of course, about a year and change into opening, we ran into the same problem many businesses did with COVID and shutdowns. In fact, we ended up changing our business model about four different times through COVID to adjust to the new nature of the world at large. And in that time, decided it was time to build a new brewery on 2.5 acres that we'd purchased and expand and grow so that when COVID did end, there'd be a place for families and our friends and such to come and enjoy each other and have a bite to eat and a beer.
A number of businesses locally, especially in the restaurant or I believe I don't know exactly what to call your business. You do so many different things.
Yeah, we're more of a community center than anything. It's a little bit of everything.
Well, there some people are starting to report a real rebound in business. I understand, like, for example, at the Jackson County Fair, it was swamped with a lot of people over the last 4 days, four days, I guess. Are you starting to see a post-COVID sort of boom for yourself?
You know, it's really hard for us to measure, given that we opened this new location that's significantly larger than our old location just 4 months ago as COVID was coming out. So I think our boom is much more significantly tied to our new location. We grew our food trucks from one to four. So we now have four different food carts out here, and we've greatly increased our number of taps and available types of beverages and the events that we do. And so it's hard for us to really know, but I'm sure, you know, the restrictions lifting has made some impact for certain for us as well as other businesses.
You offer a number of different beers. Talk a little bit about those and why maybe you have the philosophy you do about what you offer.
Sure. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of breweries right now are going very heavily down IPA routes. We offer more of a traditional selection. So we always have six different types of beer on, and so that's our Kolsch, a light German ale, a wheat ale, our Amber, which is a German style and Alt. Then we have our IPA, of course, for the IPA drinkers, a dark, usually the porter, and then a sour beer on at all times. And then everything else is seasonal. So we typically have anywhere between 9 and 12 different beers on tap that we make. But in addition to that, we'll fill out the rest of the taps with wonderful beers that are made all around the state of Oregon, and also local ciders, three different taps for that. Local wine, you mentioned we are in a wonderful wine region, and we'd be remiss not to have wonderful wine from the Applegate Valley on tap at all times. So we have four taps there, as well as a selection of other non-alcoholic beverages in the can format. So, yeah, we try to be a little bit of everything for everyone. So you can bring your family. You know, it always warms our heart. We see four generations of family sitting at a picnic table, and great-grandpa's running around with the kids, and everybody's having a great time and, you know, sharing a meal, playing a game, throwing cornhole, whatever it may be. It's just a really fun place to see those kind of things come together.
And tell me a little bit about the Paddled Pub.
Yeah, the Paddle Pub is something we transitioned to with Orange Torpedo Trips in Merlin, Oregon, and it's offered daily. You meet here at 3:00 in the afternoon, and the fun part is you get to come in and select the beers that you want to take, or ciders or wine, whatever it may be, that you want to take on the pub trip with you. So you come in and you select a few beers, and it's all included in the price. So once you pay, you just come in, you select your beers, you jump on the pub with the guys at 3:30, and they'll take you out to White Horse Park, and you don't do any rowing. You just sit there and enjoy the scenery and enjoy being on the river with your friends and family, and it'll take you all the way down to Robertson Bridge, a couple-hour trip, just enjoying friends and family and a nice beverage on the river.
And so I guess it's unlike the ones where you see people biking around town. You don't make people work on
No, 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 no. It's about relaxing on the river.
If you're naturally lazy, this is for you, then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's fun because instead of having to pedal and everything, you really get to enjoy the conversation with your friends and family and actually look up at the sky and, you know, watch the ospreys fly around, watch, you know, the blue herons on the side of the river. It's more of a scenic tour than anything.
Aside from the challenges, we talked a little bit about the business side of it. Were there any unique challenges in terms of the actual brewing?
Not as far as actual brewing. I mean, our largest challenge was figuring out how to build this new location, and then how to then move the brewing equipment. You know, we're a manufacturing facility first. We're in an industrial space here. So we had to move all of that equipment and figure out our downtimes and how we wanted to increase production once we got here. And so the challenge has been figuring out how to increase that production and meet the demand that we have here. And since we've been here, we've doubled our production. We're maximizing our output, and we're selling everything here in-house. So I'm glad to see everybody's loving the place. And I wish I could push more out for distribution, but it's great to see people here and enjoying the space and us being able to maximize our systems we have.
I was going to ask about that. Distribution, is that part of your long-term plan?
It is, yeah, and it's actually something we did quite a bit before we moved here. But given our machine availability, we just don't have anything to push out at this point. We do have about 40 different distributed customers who are you know, waiting for us to be able to increase our production. But that's going to be a little bit down the road before we can start getting them stuff again.
You talked a little bit about Brandon's skills and his background. What about the ladies involved in this, Kelsey and Ashley? What do they bring to this?
Absolutely. Yeah, so Kelsey's my wife, and besides keeping me level and grounded, she's also a wonderful taproom manager, and she deals with our daily finances. She's the one really putting our systems in place. If you come down here and spend the afternoon and get an opportunity to spend some time with our awesome beer tenders, that's Kelsey putting those systems into place and training them and making sure that they provide an awesome amount of service to everyone who comes here. And then Ashley is much more focused on our marketing, so she's our social media presence. She also works heavily on the design of all of our merchandise and again, making sure that that everyone is up to date on what is happening, what events we have coming up, and what that entails for them, so they know to come down here when something that piques their interest is available.
I was going to say, your wife Kelsey, being a West Point grad, if you get out of line, she can snap you back in a hurry, can't she?
Well, I mean, I think most wives are able to do that. Yeah, I don't think you need a West Point education for that.
Do you have any future events that you're planning or thinking about, or you want to keep that under wraps? Or
no, I mean, we actually we're doing quite a bit right now. Our newest thing that we've introduced here in the last month is we have trivia on Tuesdays every other week. So it's not this week, not tomorrow, but it'll be the following week. And we have a great DJ, Nick Kemper, that comes down here. And we have many, many teams. So it's a really great opportunity to have a very interactive trivia experience. Last week we did Disney trivia. This next week is going to get put out to everybody here probably by tomorrow on what the focus is. So it's a really fun experience. It's very interactive, unlike a lot of the other, you know, trivia deals. It's just a little bit different. And so we look forward to people coming down here and experience trivia with us every other Tuesday, excuse me, at 6 p.m.
We're speaking today with Troy Yoho of Weekend Beer Company. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have any questions about what they offer or how to contact them, give us a phone call, 800-838-3760. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Are you participating at all in any kind of festivals or fairs or anything like that?
So a lot of the festivals have not really started to kick back in. We're just in at the Boatneck Brew Fest, but we'll also be having and we're developing this right now. But at the Josephine County Fairgrounds, we're going to be set up with a beer garden there. So one or multiple nights we'll be there, and you can come down and see us and throw some cornhole with us. Some other games available, but it'll be right there adjacent to the concert stage.
For the products that you make, for the beers that you make, are you able to buy locally for a lot of what you use, or just some of it has to come from further away?
I would say it's more regionally. Most of our products, as is the case with most Oregon breweries, are up in the obviously the Willamette Valley, or going over into Walla Walla, southern Washington. So that's where we get most of our products. And that's hops and our barley and the such as well. But we also provide two year-round German beers, and we buy that out of southern Washington, but it's all produced and the such over in Germany. So we use very specific recipes and ingredients for those type of beers, but it comes through the region. Everything else is grown locally in northern Oregon and southern Washington primarily.
We started off the show, I asked you about how this is a wine area, but you saw a need for beer. Is there for lack of a better term, a beer community? Are there people who, you know, I have friends who are just very much into wine tasting and going to different wineries. Is there a beer community like that as well?
100%. Yep, and it's local, it's community-based, but us being strategically positioned, you know, a couple hundred feet off of Interstate 5 puts us in a great position where those people traveling through on the West Coast here, have an opportunity to come in and try something that is local to this area. So we get a significant number of people, probably about 20% of our business is people traveling through. And then the other 80%, you know, is where our focus is on, you know, the folks that are here in town and providing a great experience for them to come back all the time with their families.
Before I forget to ask, how do people find you? Let's assume they don't have Mr. Google to ask. How do they locate you?
Location-wise is very easy. If you go to the north exit in Grants Pass exit and take your first right, then the first left, you can't help but see us. We've got a bunch of, we've got 16 green tents outside, or umbrellas rather, and we're right here in an industrial park area too. We have parking for 66 vehicles, so more than enough area for people to come park and quick walk into the courtyard here.
Was your choice of where you were going to manufacture this and the brewery was going to be located, was it pretty much a no-brainer, or was that a difficult search to find just the right property that you wanted?
It was a difficult search to find anything that was readily available. That being said, this is the area that we wanted to be. A lot of our customer base is here on the north end of Grants Pass, and it's very important for us to promote a healthy walking and biking lifestyle. So we're closer to where from where we moved from downtown. We're much closer to where our main customer base is now. We're also really close to the interstate, which puts us in a good position for folks that are traveling through to come and have a bite to eat and try some of our beers as well.
I wanted you to give a shout out to the all the food that's available right now is food trucks. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's how we'll remain. We're definitely a brewery first. We don't want to get into the restaurant business. Our focus is on making great quality beer and then making a great place for people to come and enjoy their friends and family. We leave the rest of it up to the food carts, and they do an awesome job. We pick the best of every different flavor you can choose. Our pizza truck just joined us here a couple weeks ago. We've had Tacomania here with us for several months now. And then Valentino's has been our long-term partner, and that's a primarily burgers, but they do lots of other things, barbecue recipes and such as well. And then very recently, we've also added a coffee cart, and they're here from Tuesdays through Saturday in the mornings at 7 a.m., so people can come in, enjoy the space. We just added a fiber optic wireless internet here as well. So we have very fast speeds for the people that want to, you know, the new work-from-home community mm-hmm. that's in the area. They've got a place to come and enjoy their friends and family, but also jump on a call if they need to.
Do you work with the food trucks to suggest a pairing?
We do quite a bit, yes. And we try to team that whenever we have certain events coming. One of my roles is to work with the food carts, and so we're constantly looking for new and interesting ways to keep customers excited and interested in what they have to offer.
We have about 30 seconds left. Final pitch to get people to come check you out.
I mean, if you love hanging out with your friends and family, playing board games, throwing bags, playing shuffleboard and foosball, I mean, we're really your place to be. So we hope you come down and at least try us out. Try out one of the food carts and enjoy a pint with us. So looking forward to it, and I really appreciate you guys having us on today.
You bet. Our guest has been Troy Yoho from Weekend Beer Company in Grants Pass, and their operation that they have just started there post-COVID. And thanks for joining us today, Troy.
Thanks, Mill. Take care.